This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perkei Mishnah Yud Aleph. This is the last Mishnah in the Perek of Tanur. Tanur Shel Evin V'Shel Mateches Tohor. This needs a little bit of an explanation. Tanur Shel Evin, all Kli Evin as a general rule, are not Mekabel Tumah. That's one of the categories of Kli that's not Mekabel Tumah. A Tanur of Mateches doesn't have Tumas Kli Cheres, but it has Tumah of Kli Mateches. So what does it mean, Tanur Shel Mateches is Tohor? Because the way to read it is by saying that Shel Mateches Tohor Midin Tanur. It'll have a din of Kli Mateches. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if it's Mitama B'maga or Bavir Migavoy Mitoichoy. The Nafkamina will be whether it has Tvilo in a Mikvah. Kli Cheres does not, Kli Mateches does. The Nafkamina will also be Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon Latumo. Mashenkin Kli Mateches could become an Avi Avoy Satum, Midin Chel Cherev Shebechol. So those are the Nafkaminas between the two. The other din, which is the flip side, is that Kli Cheres are much more Chomer because it could become Tomei even when it's Mechob Lekarka. Tanur Shel Mateches, Lekar, once it's glued into the ground, will lose its ability. It doesn't have a din Tanur. Chazal dashed this because Kli Cheres to get out of the ground is called Yutots. That's what the Torah is talking about. Mashenkin, the Tanur V'Kiraim that's built out of metal, you don't need the Yutots because that's Tefillah B'Mikvah. So the metal doesn't have Kabbal Stoma, but even where it's attached to the ground. That's the Drosha Al-Kaponim in Chazal. Now, L'Chaira, this Tanur Shel Evin V'Shel Mateches is true about all Kelim. Not Dafke Mateches. The Mishnah says in this. V'tomei mishum kli matches. It's tomei, like we said, mishum kli matches. Has the regular din of a kli. Barring if it's glued into the ground. Nikav, let's say it gets a hole. The wall of the tanur gets punctured. Nifkam, this is on top. It becomes the edge of the tanur got chopped into. Nistak, or it was cracked. Not just a small crack, a crack all the way alongside from top to the bottom. In order to fix it, he put on a layer of tit from the outside in order to close up what was broken. Oy musaf, shotit, or he has a piece of tit that holds together the part that's cracked, the part that's broken off. The halach is tame, it's all a chibra, it's all makes it back into a kli. Kamlo yehei bin nekev. How much needs to be the hole in the side of the tanur that with that the shame clear of the tanur is bottle? Kadeshi Yetzi Behu'ur, that a little flame could come out from there. So, really, because of that, the tanur is not going to be able to heat properly. It's not going to keep up its level of intensity. Bechain, Bekiro. The same shear, the same yes, Tomei, not Tomei. Is true also by a kira, by a kli of Evin Shel Mateches. Tahoira, obviously Mishum Kli Cheres. Utme, Mishum Kli Mateches. Avad, it's a kli, it's a kli Mateches. Nikva, let's say the kira gets a hole in the bottom, the kli, the basin that's holding onto the water with the peyrois. Nifkema, Nistaka, it gets a hole on the bottom. In order to fix it, Osala Pit Putin. He's going to have to put the whole oven on a stand. And that will help the oven function. Therefore, Tmei, it's considered a fartkei kli. Merchabatis. So it's the resha of Oslo Pitputin. The Pitputin are made out of kli cheres. So now it has a din of tumma of kli cheres. It's a chiddush that even though the etzem oven is not made out of cheres, it has a din of kli cheres because it only stands and functions duch kli cheres. But what happens if the way he fixed up the hole was mercha batit, he covered it over, bem b'fnim bem b'chutz, tahoira, it doesn't have a din of kli cheres, it has a din of even kli mateches, because the meruach doesn't help for the oven. That does absorb the heat, and then the halacha is tmeo. That's considered now the oven is a fartig oven. Bachutz, if he smears it from the outside, tahira, that's already not. Mufarshim explained, the Rav says, that this mercha batit, which the Tanakhama holds, is only klape a kira. Because by a kira is something you put food on top. Tanu is something you put the food in. The kira is something you put the food on top, like a stove top. So mela a tanur, the tvela shaltit makes it back into a tanur, holds in the heat. That gives a tzura of a tanur. The kira doesn't really do anything because it's just smeared on. And the food is on top. It doesn't hold in the heat. It's not how it's cooking. It's not cooking from the heat that's contained within the walls I did the tvela. Mishnah's Tyrus brings down over here a yedia, a ranim psochem daf lamid, that talks about Hagolas Kelim. Hagolas Kelim, one of the chilukim, which is not really going to get to ours, but it's definitely one of the chilukim between Kli Cheres and all other materials, is that Kli Cheres, you can't make Hagolah, if it absorbs taste, that's also. If you have any Kli Cheres that absorbs taste, you can't put it in hot water and get out the taste. It doesn't come out. L'chayra, that is a functional difference. It's not a gzeres hakosuf. It's just a metzius. It doesn't come out. The Ran in Psochim compares the fact that by us in the Mishnah is Mavur, that Tanah shall Evan v'shal Matechas is Torah, Vaisos, that Evan and Matechas have the same din, he says l'gabi hagolo also. It's a pel of yedir. The Tziv over here in his Chidushim on Mesechas Kelim is Matmiya. Evan and Matechas certainly don't have the same din. Matechas has din of Kli Matechas, and Kli Evan is not Mekabel Tumah. Right? The Shal is only over here. At what point, because of the tit or whatever it is, does it become a Kli Cheres? But certainly not Tumah, it's Kli Evan. What you see is that the Ran held that from the fact that the Mishnah puts Matechas and Evan together, Vaisos, they function the same. Physically, legabe, whether the taste could come out of the Hagolah. That's not the Zach. Now, that's some din that we have over here in the Mishnah, that if he makes with the oven, the tanner is nikev, nifkam, nizdak, and he made a tfeila or a musaf, sholtit, that it becomes tome kikli cheres, means that you don't go boss of the material of the tanner itself, you go boss of that which is maimed the tanner, is a shver meiser, because in Shabbos daf tezvov amebeis, there's a machloikus between Rameh and the Chachomim about kli zchuchis, that in order to seal up a crack in a glass bowl or in a glass cup, he put in, they used to fill it up with lead. Lead fills in a crack in a glass kli. So he was tiknei be'eved, the shailas Rameh is metameh, because as a din of Kli Mateches, because of the Eiver, which is lead, the Chachomim on Metaher. And the Gemara says over there that the Machlokes is whether we go boss of the Maimid or you don't go boss of the Maimid. So Shaila is, according to the Chachomim, why do you say over here that if it has a Tvela Sholtit, that it becomes a Kli Cheres? The Etzem Oven is Mateches, you don't go boss of the Maimid. So Mepharshim explained, the Mikdash David, the Chazanish, and Simon Zayin, explain that over here it's not because you go boss of the maimon, but because a tanur shel matechas be'etzem should be metame. It's just it's attached to the ground. Let's say the reason why it's Torah in the Mishnah by us because mechuvah lekarka. Be'etzem the kli is a kli. Semel doesn't need that much to turn it into a kli cheres. He adds a knech. He says be'etzem the gzeres hakosuf of the din of tanur is to be metame b'din tanur. The word is that the only thing that needs netitza is only a tanur that's made of cheres. So if it's made of matechas, it doesn't have netitza. So now that it has enough tit that it's oimid l'netitza, so then memela it has a din of kli, it has din of a tanur. It has din that's mentame mitzad a tanur. Perikvav mishnala. Fa'oiser shloisha pitputim ba'aretz. Person has three pieces of metal stuck into the ground with three pieces of wood. The chibron betit. He has, let's say, a picture of like three things. Three pieces of cheres stuck into the ground. Those are the pitputin. The chibron batit, he puts it on the top, his mechabert batit, the Rav brings, ke'en kli bazel shekoyin tripod, what we call a tripod. There's three things in the ground, and there's something on the top that makes it now have a base, and pots could sit on it. So the whole framework has a tsura of a kli. There's nothing that's going inside it. The kira over here is going on top. And of course, the chiddush over here is that it could become tameh has din of a kli, even though it doesn't really have a kli kibul. Now, every kira is also not also le kabbalah, because the kira is set up to put the fire inside. That's not a basic kibul. And the stove top is that you put the stove on top. You put the pot on top. So in the beginning of Perek Hey, the Rash said in Mishnah Beis that Kira is also Kein Kedera, and sometimes you put a pot inside, and that makes it has a kibbul, a base kibbul. If you look at the Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayis in Mishnah Yud Aleph in the previous Perek, and he said that the reason why the Mercha Batit does not help by a Kira is because there's nothing going on inside. It's just there to protect the heat. But really, the Shem HaKli is mitzad the top. So you have to know, over here, what exactly is the Kli? It means that by every Kira, the Shem Kli, which by a Kli Cheres is only with the fact that it has a Teich, it has a Kli Kibul, not like a Kli Mateches. So L'chor over here, the Kli Kibul is not a Kli Kibul. So what you have to say is, we've said this word before, is that the functionality of the Kli is Gufa HaVegeshtelt, set up, clap at the top, and that's why it has a shame Kli. Now, it doesn't have a Teich, but it has a base Kibul. There's something here in terms of the structure. So that's enough. The fact that you don't have a base Kibul, you have to say, normally felt in the Cheshivas of the Kli, but again, like we said, that in a kli where that's the whole functioning, so then that chelik is not ma'akev. There's still tzu, a sugya in chulun daf kuf chav dalet amen aleph that talks about, we had before Mishnah earlier, tanur koton, tanur bonois, where it's made for children. So over there, the shear is less than the regular shear of sholosh arba tvokim, and the reasoning is that since it's made that way lechetchila for tanur. Shobono is for ketanim, so then it has a chshivus as a kli, even though it doesn't have the regular shear. So you'll say the same thing also legabe a base kibul. Now the Mishnah over here is mechalek between the first case, shloisha pitputim, which kanira is kli cheres, and therefore the fact that it's mechubal karka does not take away the shem kli, it just needs to have a tzura of a kli. However, kova shloisha masmerim bo'oretz, if you put in three, it means nails, but it means long nails, pegs. Tall pegs that are metal. And he sticks them into the ground. He smooths out the top of the peg. This way the kli could sit comfortably on top of all three. Even though it does sit on it. Tahira. The pashtus is that the reason why it's tahira is because it's stuck into the ground and kli matchis. That's mechubal karka ke karka domi vein mekablam tumah. This is where the Rav says it. There was a mashmos in the Rash and the Rosh earlier in Mishnah Yud Aleph in Perek Hey. We explained over there that when we're talking over there about Tanur Shalem v'shal Matechus, Pashtus, one of the chalukim is that by a Tanur Shel Matechus, it's not mekablam tumah, because mechubal karka over there in the case of Tanur. Lemaisa, they don't bring that din. It sounds like they hold that a tanur which is mechubal lekarka is not mevatel the shem kli. You have to know, but lecher that can't be the pshat then over here that the chiluk is between kli cheres and kli mateches. That if kli mateches is mechubal lekarka, it's automatically bottled. This is the way the kli is aregeshtol. It should be mekabel tumah. So that's not clear. If you look at the Rash over here, it says a different pshat, not because it's mechub lekarka, but that the pitputin that was stuck into the ground, you mechaba betit, that gives it a shame kli. The masmerin over here are sitting by themselves. So they don't have a framework. So stamp three things just because functionally they hold up a kedera and you can light a fire underneath, doesn't give that a shame kli. So that's a different shot. It's not a big vort. It's not a vort between cheres and meteches. it's a difference between if he gave it a shame kli, he didn't give it a shame kli. Now, of course, the kasha with this pshat is that then the chilek is not between pitfutin and masmeiros. The chilek is between between chibrim batit and loy chibrim batit. The Rosh asked that kasha on the Rashi's pshat. Okay, but vinishvi lechoru where the Rashi is coming from is that he doesn't have the Rambam's chilek between kli cheres and kli mateches. And the Goyin Noi Rabbi says something else. He says that the chiluk over here is that the ratio is that they were attached batit la'oretz. He doesn't learn that the tit over here was to make the framework on top of the three poles of the tripod. He learns that the chibrim batit to the ground. So Mela, since they're nailed into the ground, they're cemented into the ground, so as a din of a tanur. In the Sefer, we're talking about where they're not nailed into the ground. So if they're not mechubal lekarka, then it's not your regular kli. Elamite's a tanur, it's a kira. Tanavit kiraim. You thought it's not. It's not mechubal lekarka. So all three pshatim over here in the Mishnah are understandable. The major machlek sovir will be whether you'll say automatically that a kli mateches that's cemented into the ground is automatically doesn't have a shame kli to be mechubal tumu, or you'll say no, it's not mevatel the shame kli and it is mechubal tumu. Now the Mishnah has a different case. So Oisir Shtei Avonim Kiro, he took two big stones and he put them on the ground and his Chibron Batit, he cemented them together to make a top and he makes it like a Kiro. Tmeo, the fact that they're attached, they're cemented together, makes it into a Klichez. Normally Kli Avonim and not Mekabel Tumo. This is turned into a Klichez because of the Chibron Batit and therefore it's Mekabel Tumo. Reb Yehuda Mitar Ad Sheyase Shlishes. Two stone ledges that are cemented together does not have a Shem Kli. They have to have a third. Oy Ad Sheyismach LaKoysel, or the two Avonim are next to a wall. Because only when it has three, it's solid enough that that doesn't fall. Now Reb Yehuda adds, Achas Bitit V'Achas Shalai Bitit Oiro. L'chayra, this is a hamshachatif Reb Yehuda that you need three. So Reb Yehuda explains that only if the three are mechuborim yachad bitit, then it has a din of a kiro. But if one of them is mechubal l'chaverto bitit, and the third one is not mechubal bitit, it does not have a din of a kiro because it has a din of shtei avonim. This is the way the Rav and from the Rishon, this is the way he explains the Mishnah. The other way of explaining the Mishnah is that Chibron Batit has to do with whether it's cemented into the ground, not whether they're cemented to each other. So in which case, that then the din could be, even according to Tanakhama, you need two. So the Shaila is, what happens if one of them is cemented firmly into the ground and one of them is not? So then it's Vaitanat Makabal Tuma. So that's Tahira, and that would be, even according to Tanakhama, that you only need two to make a Kiru.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.